Well, hello again, everybody. Today's Advent Bedtime Bible story is called Surprise Gifts. Are you ready to read? Let's go. This family tree kept growing, like the biggest Christmas tree where we find the greatest gift. Adam had a baby named Seth, and Seth had a great-grandson named Noah. And Noah had a son named Shem, who had another great-grandson named Abraham. Abraham had a son named Isaac, and Isaac had a son named Jacob. And Jacob had 12 strapping sons, including the littlest one, whose name was Joseph. Jacob decked out his boy Joseph in a colourful coat that looked like a present wrapped up with 1,000 different ribbons. When Joseph spun around in the robe, he looked like a spinning globe, all lit up with colourful lights. Joseph's brothers did not like this. They didn't like Joseph spinning around in his colourful coat from their dad. So they schemed up a plan to weasel him out of his coat and right out of their family. They tore the coat off Joseph, dipped its fraying hem in some blood, sold their little brother to total strangers who just happened to be wandering by, and then went home and showed the torn and bloody coat to their dad. The whole mess tore out their father's heart. Messes and mean things can do that. Some days, when you feel brave, you can give yourself a gift and tell someone what has torn out your heart. Some days, when you feel brave, it's almost like you can reach through the pieces where your heart feels torn and touch the gentle pieces of God. Joseph, sold into Egypt by his very own brothers to be a slave, sold to strangers far away from the hug of his very own father. He got brave one day. It was like he felt along the torn edges of his heart, and he whispered the truth he saw. What someone else meant for bad, God means to make it good. No matter what tries to tear your heart apart, God holds your heart. No matter what bad was meant to harm you, God's good arms have you. You can stand around your Christmas tree with a family tree as messy as Joseph's, with cheaters and beaters and deceivers, with a family like Jacob's who ran away and ran around and ran folks down. But out of a family that felt like a mess, God brought Jesus, the Messiah. Many years later, after Joseph gave his starving brothers food and they realized who this generous man really was, Joseph embraced each of his brothers with forgiveness. God always brings good out of bad. God always turns hard things into good gifts. One day, Jacob's many, 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 many great-grandson would be born in a manger and wrapped in rags by his earthly dad, and he would grow up to be sold by his friends and torn apart on a cross. And God would take the greatest sadness and make it into the gladness of the greatest gift for us. Jesus embraces us with forgiveness and rescues us from all the sin and sadness. God always takes crosses and turns them into gifts. I wonder if you can remember a time where God turned something bad into good for your life and your family. Well, this is the end of our Bible story for today. So, night night, sleep tight, everybody, and I'll see you all tomorrow.